kicking. That is delicious. So here is Swan, deep in the pocket. He's kicked the goal. Hodge at one end, Swan at the other.
Martell with the most likely clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackey. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a start he'll be.
Defensive from Mitchell. Perfect kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gathers the football.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting edition of Footy Frenzy. I'm your host, Luke, and I'm joined by two special guests this week, Riley and Jack. How are you, boys?
Good, thanks. Great. Yeah, perfect.
Now, we had an exciting round of football where we saw the top eight teams all playing each other. A season-defining round, as they like to put it. So, let's jump straight into the game, shall we, boys?
Yep, all right. I'll do Geelong 2014 134, Essendon 10 goals 7 67 goals for Geelong. Hawkins 5, Schmetz 5, Johnson 2, Murdoch 2, Taylor 2, Chapman 2, Duncan, Mackey, Motlop, Walker, and all singles. Bell Chambers 3, Cramery, Davey, Delolio, Gumbleton, Jetta, Monfries, and Myers all with singles. Best for Geelong: Duncan, Johnson, Schmetz, Selwood, Mackey, Hawkins, Corey and Kelly. Essendon, Myers, Bell Chambers, Stanton, Watson and Heppel.
Riley, tell us about this game.
Okay. After being plagued by tardy starts in recent weeks, the Cats seized control of the contest by surging to a 28-point lead. Although the Bombers fought back to within 10 points during the second term, reigning premiers regained the ascendancy by booting 6 unanswered goals either side of halftime. Geelong dominated with 24 more inside 50s and 60 more touches. Geelong improves its record to 10-6 with the victory, while the Bombers fall to 11-5.
Now, boys, I watched this game. It was a really good game of football. Does this game say more about where Geelong's at or more about where Essendon's at? Did Geelong play well or did Essendon play badly?
I honestly think Essendon played, because I just think that Essendon are a bit overrated.
Okay.
Like, so I just think they played their maybe their usual plan and
okay.
how they usually play.
And Riley, having seen Geelong win on Friday, can they win the premiership again this year? Are they a realistic threat if they can get into September with a full list?
Nah, I don't think they've got the cattle still?
No. Okay. You think they're too old?
Yeah.
Okay. Just a little off topic. We are broadcasting in front of a live studio audience today. Yeah! Just trying something new, just for a bit of atmosphere. We'll move on to the next game, which was on Saturday, Collingwood versus Hawthorn. Yeah. What happened?
Oh, Collingwood, 13-13, 91. Hawthorn, 21-12, 138. Goals for Collingwood: Beams, 4. Jolly, 2. Swan, 2. Dawes, Cloak, Tarrant, Thomas and Sidebottom all got singles. Hawthorn, Lewis, Bruce, 5. Gunston, Roughhead, 3. Rioli, Young, Puopolo, Murphy all got singles. Best on for Hawthorn: Lewis, Mitchell, Bruce, Gunston, Schoenmakers, Sewell, Rufford. Collingwood: Beams, Swan, Sidebottom, Pendlebury and Fasolo.
Tell us about this game, Jacka.
Sure. Hawthorn has emphatically stamped itself as a genuine premiership contender, clinically dissecting Collingwood by 47 points at the MCG on Saturday. The scoreline flattered the Magpies, the Hawks having to lead by 68 points at the six-minute mark of the final quarter before easing up the death. Travis Cloak was disappointed up forward by the Magpies as their attack of three tools, Cloak, Chris, Dawes and Chris Tarrant, failed to fire. Between them, the trio kicked three goals and took three contested marks.
Now, boys, it was a good, interesting game of football. Can Hawthorn win the flag? Jack, yes or no?
Yeah, I honestly think they're a red-hot chance for the final, but they're going to come against some really hard teams in finals, so they might, you know, might not go.
Riley, you're a Collingwood supporter.
Yeah.
Were you worried about what you saw on Saturday from Collingwood?
Yes, I went to that game. I didn't like it.
Do you think Collingwood continue to play Dawes, Tarrant and Cloak all in the forward 50?
Probably, yeah.
Even though they've only taken three contested marks and kicked three goals on the weekend?
Yeah, I know it's not much.
Interesting. Personally, I think they should drop Cloak. I reckon they should drop him for a week, let him get some form. They are playing GWS, but, you know, send a message to the club. It was good to see the lesser likes from Hawthorn doing the job. Lewis, Bruce, kicking the goals. They've got a lot of depth now at Hawthorn. They've got four or five players still to come back, which you need coming into the pointy end of September. Now we move on to the next game, which was Adelaide versus the Eagles over at Amy Stadium.
Yeah, I've got that game. Adelaide, 19-10, 124 to West Coast, 11-9, 75. Adelaide goals. Vince 4, Porplesia 3, Dangerfield, Johncock, Sloan, Jenkins with 2, Douglas, Wright, Van Berlow and Jacobs all with singles. West Coast goals. Hams 3, Darling 2, Kerr, Lynch, Marston, McGinnity, Natnui and Shepherd all with singles. Adelaide's best. Dangerfield, Sloan, Thompson, Vince, Porplesia and Jenkins. West Coast, Pritis, Gaff, Natnui, Scott Selwood, Cox and Butler.
Riley, tell us about this game.
The Crows had stunned the Eagles in the opening term with 6 goals and 11 scoring shots to West Coast single major. Adelaide moves to the top of the ladder with an easy 49-point win over fellow Premiership Fancy West Coast. The game shaped as one that would play a big role in the makeup of the top four, with the Crows now perfectly placed to start their finals campaign with a double chance. The Eagles, on the other hand, face an uphill battle to secure a top four spot.
Boys, I'm starting to get a little bit worried about the Eagles. I think they may have too many injuries now. Can they still finish in the top four?
Honestly, if they keep playing like this, no, I reckon they might just stay in the top six or eight.
Okay. So, Riley, can Adelaide win the flag?
No.
No? What do you think they're missing that prevents them from being a realistic threat? Which part of their game don't you like? You don't know?
No.
Jack, which part of their game do you think they lack?
Playing at the MCG, they don't cope well at the MCG, so...
Good answer. Fantastic answer.
Premiership. So the finals, yep. They're going to have to lift their game.
Yep.
On the MCG if they want to really...
Nah, fantastic call by you, Jack. Very insightful. We'll have to watch this space as it's going to develop further. Moving on to the next game, which was Q Clash 4. Very low, scrappy game, which was Brisbane versus Gold Coast. And can you tell us about that one, Riley?
Yep. Brisbane, 8-11-59. Gold Coast, 5-18-48. Goals for Brisbane, Redden 2. Merritt, Cornelius, Brown, Polkinghorne, Rockcliffe and Buick all got singles. Gold Coast, Brennan, Lynch, Ablett, Caddy and Bennell all got singles. Best on for Brisbane, Rockcliffe, Merritt, Redden, Yeo, Hanley and Black. Gold Coast, Ablett, Prestia, Dixon, McKenzie and Bennell. Jack?
I've got some info on the game. A piece of Tong Rockcliffe magic in the dying minutes has spared the Brisbane Lions a second loss against Gold Coast. The Suns have every chance to put the game to bed, but they could not do so, extending their losing streak at Metricon Stadium to 16 matches. They kicked 1-8 from 15 inside 50s in the last term.
You can't expect to win many games with 1-8 in the last term.
Yeah, and also the thing I found a bit like... sloppy was their goal kicking. For an AFL side, they need to practice.
Yeah. They are, in all honesty, Gold Coast should have won that game and won it comfortably. They let it slip, kicking that poorly in front of goal when the game was on the line. But there wasn't even hard kicks, and it was their senior players, like Swallow, Ablett, Hunt. They all missed easy 20, 30-metre shots. So they have themselves to blame. Brisbane, I'm liking their kids. I'm liking their kids a lot. We'll continue on. We've got to push through on radiocarom.org if you want to check out our website. Check it out. It's pretty good. And remember us to like us on Facebook. Western Bulldogs vs Carlton.
Yep, I've got that game. Western Bulldogs, 10-9-84 to Carlton, 16-6-102. Goals for the Bullies. Dalhouse, 4, Williams, 2, Grant, 2, Pickin, Higgins, Jen Syracuse, and Tutt, all with singles. Now for Carlton. Collins, 3, Garlett, 2, Thornton, 2, Gibbs, 2, Betts, 2, Joseph Bell, Bauer, Carrazzo, all with singles as well. Best for the Bulldogs, Lake, Griffin, Liberatore, Dalhouse, Cross, and Pickin, Carlton, McLean, Scotland, Collins, Yaron, Garlett, and Murphy. And Riley, I believe you have some info on the game.
Yep. Carlton has kept its finals hope alive after an understrength Blues team overcame the Western Bulldogs by 18 points at Etihad Stadium on Saturday night. Between them, the two clubs made a remarkable 11 personnel changes, 6 for Carlton and 5 for the Bulldogs. Another rare occurrence was Carlton's blooding of 3 debutants, each of them elevated rookies Levi Kesbolt, Tom Bell and Fraser Dale. In the last 4 games, the Bulldogs had tallied just 29-39, an average of little more than 7 goals a game.
It's not a good stat to have this late of the season when you're averaging under 10 goals a game. And that's what the Bulldogs have been doing for the last month. Jack, how does a team like Carlton, the Bulldogs lose a game when they're basically playing a VFL team in Carlton? They're missing 12 of their best 22 and they've got 3 debutants.
Oh, I don't think they're in form, because in the past 2 years past 2 or 3 years they've made to the prelim final, then this year they've just dropped.
Yep.
So yeah, I don't think they'll make
the So game. Are they in a rebuilding phase, do you reckon?
They should be, yeah.
Yeah.
Get their form back.
Yeah, they need some forwards as well. They don't really have a good forward line structure. We'll move on to the next game, which was Melbourne versus Port Adelaide up at TIO, which was hot and sweaty. And Riley, I think you've got that one.
8-8-56 for Melbourne to Port Adelaide's 12-12-84. Goals for Melbourne, Green 2, Rivers 2, Martin, Sylvia, Lees and Jones all got singles. Port Adelaide, P. Stewart, 5, D. Stewart, Boak, Brett, Everett, Broadbent, Young and Loeb, Wingard all got singles. Best for Melbourne, Grimms, Green, Trengov, Jones and Nicholson. Port Adelaide, Boak, P. Stewart, Persisi, I think Brad Everett and Westhoff. Jack?
Yeah, I've got some info on that game. Port Adelaide has snapped a five-game losing streak and responded to last week's heavy loss to Essendon with a 28-point win over Melbourne at TO Stadium in Darwin on Saturday night. After a bright start, the Demons only managed just 3.8 after quarter time. The stats were even across the board. Port managed to handle the hot, humid, slippery conditions better than Melbourne and take their chances when they presented them.
Fan favourite at Radio Carrum, the glove, Brad Green, was in career best form for the first quarter. He was touted as man of the match when he kicked the first 2, but like his Demon teammates, just faded out of the game. I don't know when Melbourne's going to stop selling their home games to TIO, because they keep on losing up there. So it just doesn't make sense to me at all. Port Adelaide looked good. They looked really good when they moved the ball. Yeah. Port Adelaide, when they play attacking football, they look good.
Yeah. I think they might not be a top 8 contender, but they're definitely top 9. Sorry.
I reckon they're on the way up. I reckon they're on the way up too.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next game, which was Sydney versus St Kilda on Sunday at the SCG.
Yeah, the Swans 15-15, 105-2. St Kilda 10-16, 76. The goals for Sydney, Adam Good, 2, my mistake. Jack, 2, Bolton, 2, Reid, Bird, O'Keefe, Jeddah, Roberts, Thompson, Grundy, Kennedy, McGlynn, McVeigh, all singles. St Kilda, Milne, 5, Kaczynski, Sammy Dunnell kicked a goal. One of the players we interviewed on our Radio Carrum show. Yep. Gilbert, Sad and Del Santo as well. Best for Sydney, Kennedy, O'Keefe, Bird, Richards, McVeigh and Shaw. St Kilda, Milne, Fisher, Montagna, Dempster, Gilbert and Jones. And I believe, Riley, you've got some info on the game.
Yep. The Sydney Swans returned to the top of the ladder after winning a tough battle with St Kilda at the SCG by 29 points. The Saints, who were the last team to beat the Swans back in round 9 at Etihad Stadium, kept coming all day and were led by Stephen Milne's brilliant 5-goal effort. But they ultimately fell just short of a damaging result for their finals hopes, with the Swans kicking 4 goals in the final 6 minutes to guarantee the 4 points and flatter the scoreboard. Stephen Milne did everything he could to get them over the line, kicking 5 goals, including 4 from outside 50 metres, but St Kilda didn't have quite enough winners on the day, as it slipped to 8-8 for the year.
St Kilda, can they make the finals, boys? Jack, can they make the finals? One word answer, yes or no?
Yes, they should lift their game then.
Okay. And Riley, yes or no, St Kilda to win the make finals?
Maybe.
All right. Yes and no question. Can Sydney win the flag? Jack?
Yeah, they've got a good chance. Yep.
Riley?
Yes.
If Mumford's out injured for the next 5 weeks, yes or no, can they win the flag?
Honestly, no, because he's one of the best ruckmen in the AFL and he just needs to get those tap outs to the closest players to clear it.
And Riley?
Probably not. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think he's arguably their most important player up there at Sydney. If he goes down, I can't see them maintaining this rich vein of form. Now, we'll go to the game of the round, which was Richmond versus North Melbourne at the G on Sunday.
Yeah, Richmond 14-15, 99 to North Melbourne's 15-13, 103. North Melbourne goals, Petrie 7, Anthony 2, Harper 2, Harvey, McMillan, Hanson and Campbell all got singles. Richmond, Rewalt 3, Nahas 3, Martin 2, Tuck 2, Edwards 2, Cochin and Hooley all got singles. Best on for North, Swallow, Petrie, Bastanac, Grimmar, Goldstein and Thompson. For Richmond, Cochin, Morris, DeLeo, Tuck, Rewalt and Jackson.
All right, if you mind, I'll just give some info on the game. Drew Petrie has booted 5 goals in the final quarter to steer North Melbourne to an extraordinary 4-point win over Richmond. The victory moved the Kangaroos back into the top 8 and drove a dagger through the Tigers' finals chances. It was Richmond's second consecutive heartbreaking loss after Carmichael Hunt's goal after the siren gave Gold Coast a narrow win last week. The match was North Melbourne's first and only visit to the MCG this season.
That's a little bit worrying if they're going to be playing finals football.
Yeah.
Mm. You'd want to be playing a few games at the G prior to the finals.
Yeah.
Do you think that'll have an effect if they have to play a big final at the G?
Yep. Depending on the team and if they play well on the MCG.
Massive effort by Petrie to kick 5 in the last quarter. Rance held him early, but Petrie did respond well. Is Petrie in career best form, Riley?
Maybe.
Would you say he is the best ruck / forward in the AFL?
Yeah.
Would you like to have him at Collingwood?
Yeah, probably.
Would you trade him for Dawes?
Yeah.
Would you trade him for Cloak?
I like Cloak.
So would you trade him for Cloak, yes or no?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Spoken like a true Pies supporter. Let's move on to the last game of the round, Fremantle versus GWS over at Patterson's on Sunday.
Fremantle, 18 goals, 24 points, 132 to Great Western Sydney. 5 goals, 7:37, an absolute smashing. Goals for Freo, Pavlich with 7, Walters 2, Pierce 2, Hill 2, Crowley, Johnson, Ballantyne, Clark and Bradley all with singles. Greater Western Sydney's goals now. Bruce, Frost, Hoskin, Elliott, Ugel and Treloar. Best for Freo, Pavlich, Hill, McFarlane, Johnson and Pierce. GWS, Green, Palmer, Bruce, Bug and Treloar. And Riley, I believe you have some information on the game.
Fremantle's quest for the finals berth received a somewhat predictable boost on Sunday with Ross Lyons' team smashing Greater Western Sydney at Paterson Stadium. Freo burst out of the blocks with a 6-0 first term, and things got only slightly better for the Giants from there. The victory lifted Fremantle to 9th on the ladder and importantly boosted his percentage from 97.6 to 105.1, just 2.6% short of 8th place North Melbourne. GWS entered the match with an average losing margin of 113 over the past month and failed to kick a goal in the opening half. But a 4-goal third quarter at least gave the Giants something to cheer about, with debutants Sam Frost and Gerald Ugel among the goal kickers. Freo was hungry to add to its percentage, but was left frustrated in the second half as GWS finally showed some fight.
Yeah, it was good to see GWS lift their game a little bit towards the end. They did start to play a little bit better. Worrying for Fremantle that they couldn't put them away. They were wasteful in front of goal. The big Pav kicked 7, but they didn't really get enough percentage, I don't think. Do you reckon they put GWS away hard enough?
Not really, no.
Question, do you think that because teams now have seen what, say, Hawthorn's done and they know how important percentage is, they're really going after teams like GWS and Gold Coast and really trying to get percentage boosts?
Yeah.
Do you reckon
Yeah, because they're, like, easier. Because yeah. They're newer.
Do you reckon a coach would actually say to his players, look, we need percentage this game?
Probably sometimes.
Okay, cool. Well, that was an interesting round. Now, we're going to move on to the most prestigious award in the AFL at the moment. Forget about the Players Association Award. Forget about the Coaches Association Award. Forget about the Brownlow. The Tommy Ellis Industries Player of the Week is where it is at. And this week, it goes to Gary Ablett. Now, Jack, you've got his stats there?
Yeah, I do. Gary Ablett's stats, 20 kicks, 17 handballs, 18 contested possessions, 4 marks, 9 clearances, 4 inside 50s, 8 tackles and 1 goal two. 1 goal two behinds.
And a dream team? What was his dream team score?
143. And if he was your captain, he would have doubled.
Not bad. Not bad at all. We need a few apologies, though, as always. We've got an apology to Dane Beams, who I think played his best game ever. Dane Swan with 49. Sammy Mitchell, Lewis, Vince, Pavlich, Petrie and Cochin. Apology to all those players who played outstanding games. Now, boys, we're just going to quickly go through the ladder, and I just want some one-word answers from you. We're not going to bother with the teams that can't play finals, because at Radio Cam, we're all about finals and success. So, yes or no, will Carlton make the finals?
No.
No.
Okay, St Kilda?
Yes.
Maybe.
Nah, yes or no?
No.
No. Fremantle, just currently sitting in 9th.
Yes.
Yeah.
North Melbourne currently sitting in 8th.
No.
Nah.
So you guys think the only change will be Fremantle in, North Melbourne out?
Yeah.
Okay. And then in 7th, we've got Geelong with 40 points. In 6th, we've got Essendon with 44. In 5th, West Coast with 44. The top 4 reads Collingwood with 48 points or 13 wins. Oh, sorry, 12 wins. Hawthorn, 12 wins, 48 points. Adelaide sits 2nd with 13 wins and 52 points. And the Swans are also on the top of the ladder with 13 wins and 52 points. Now, boys, that brings us to the end of our show. May I say you guys have done a fantastic job today. I'm extremely impressed. Well done.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You guys will be back on Friday as we do team talk.
Yep.
And to all our listeners, please make sure you check out our radiocarom.org website, leave some feedback or questions if you'd like to, and also check out our Facebook page. Like us. I haven't checked how many, but I think we're up to 60. We want to be about 100, 150 by the end of the season. So let's get a nice little plug out to people that are on Facebook. It takes 2 seconds to click on it. Boys, thank you very much.
That's fine. Yeah.
And thank you to everyone for listening, and we'll join you again on Friday.
Can't wait.
Down the outer side for Delidio. Oh, what a mark, Revolt. For a punt for the mark.
Oh, that was an outstanding mark.
They've been at it all day. Umpire lets it go. They're not worried about it. There's a couple that have gone to the perimeter piping. McPhee's in there. Use your laser on Taser. Oh. Shaw kept it alive. McPhee gets to look at the goal. With a right foot for Taser. He's kicked it. One of the goals of the year.
This summer was Carmichael Hunt. He's passed the point of no. They'll get to see that one.
That was a monster, Hunter.
Have a look at his teammate. Every teammate has run to touch him.